My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, Davin helps his scammer Belinda work on her comedy act, and then they try to work on their relationship. So listen and enjoy.
She goes, there was a couple who had a maid. The man got the maid pregnant. When the woman found out this went on between the woman, honey, our maid is pregnant. Man, that's her problem. Woman, she says you are responsible. Man, that's my problem. Woman, why did you sleep with her? Man, that's your problem.
Oh, wow.
I go. Ugh. These are jokes. Comedians do not tell jokes. Tell me a funny little story about you, Belinda, when you were married to your husband.
Oh, those aren't jokes either.
All right, he's being kind. That is real. That is what audiences want. She goes, wow.
Thanks, Starla. Little inside.
Yes. Yeah. Now I see her points.
Yeah.
Well, you never passed.
Yeah. Neither did you.
No, I didn't. She was right. She goes, wow, then I think I'll need more time. I go, why? Was there never anything funny when you were married? She goes, I would have to think. I go, well, we would not want you to do that.
Ouch.
I go, funny how the erotic flowed out of you, but the humor, not as quickly to leave your lips. She goes, not as easy I thought. I go, well, as has been the case from day one, you underestimate me.
Mm-hmm.
See, the person that's running lines like, I will fuck you through the back, or put the white inside out, that's comedy.
Yeah. You wrote some gold.
You wrote gold. What happened?
I go, you can keep trying if you like. Maybe I'll help turn you into a comedian. Probably had a chance at the turning you into a wife. Had a better chance.
Oh.
She goes, I don't underestimate you. I just think I can do it. I don't want to be a comedian. Good. I go, maybe you can, but it takes hard work. She goes, I just want to help you write more. I go, why do you want to help me write more? She goes, I just want to help you get the money you're going to send me faster.
Oh,
you got it. Hey, I respect your candor.
Yeah. Do ya?
You know, that's what she wrote to you?
Yes.
I respect your candor.
Let's see if I respect it, Joe.
Yeah.
I go, have you ever done anything for me out of the kindness that did not involve a payday for you?
Ooh.
I'm guessing I didn't respect it as much as you did, Joe.
Yeah, no.
She goes, I've done a lot, and you know it. You've done a lot, but you have no idea what you've done.
No idea.
I go, I'm not sure I do. Maybe I'm wrong. Perhaps I'm missing something, and you are an angel that was sent to help me. She goes, don't make it sound like that. You make it sound like I'm a bad person.
Oh, never go there.
I don't know if I mentioned it on the. The days are going by so quick. I don't know if I mentioned it on the clip that we did that I put up this we put up this week or we discussed last week. But it's like they're going shovel to shovel, you know,
yeah.
Bullshitter to bullshitter.
I haven't listened to the new clips that you sent me over the weekend. I put the last week.
I might have made a comment on that because it's almost the same situation where you know it's like you know the cards are on the table. I mean they're bullshitting you. You're bullshitting them. You know, it's kind of honest because I think on the clips that are coming up, you threw an honest line out there.
Oh, I do that quite a bit.
You know, yeah. You said, oh, would I do something that would make, like, be on a show or something like that? You know, and it's like, you know, we were commenting on, like, a bit of honesty on that. So it's nice when there's a little bit of honesty in there that they're really showing their, think about it. They're trying to scam you, all right? And they're very honest that they're looking for money.
Yeah, in a way.
That's kind of what you have to do when you want money as a scammer. You kind of have to be honest that
not,
you want it.
Not that blunt those several paragraphs ago, my friend.
Yeah.
Not that blunt.
I don't know. I don't know a scammer that didn't ask for money.
But not that blunt where they said, well, you know, it seems that all you want is my money. Yeah.
You made me sound
that,
like a bad person.
And that's what I'm saying, that she said that, Dev.
All right.
You know, she didn't sweet talk it. She said it.
She goes, you make me sound like I'm a bad person. I go, sometimes I think, like, I don't know you at all. It's so hard for me to judge. You've done bad things to me. She goes, don't let us bring up the past in this again.
Oh, boy.
I go, if we have no past together, then how could you ask somebody you just met for money?
Oh.
Which scammers do, by the way, within 24
oh,
hours.
Oh, sure.
You know,
oh, yeah, time is of the essence, yeah.
She goes, we have a past, but it's not too pleasant. I go, well, that unpleasant past has really hurt me and changed my life. It is really hard to get over something that leads to a divorce and a recurrence of my drinking issues.
Mm.
I wish I could just turn the page, but it's not that simple for me. She goes, I know, but we can work it out. We can work at it. I go, I'm not sure about that. I truly feel that I never meant that much to you. She goes, you meant a lot to me. Else I wouldn't have spent late nights talking to you and going to the cafe to see you. I go, that's not necessarily true. I think there's more to it than that. I wish what you said were the case, but I do not think it was. She goes, that is the case, and it's true. I go, I think I was an interesting paycheck. I think you like talking to me because I am not a boring guy. You like talking to me because I have interesting jobs and I make you laugh. I think at the end of the day, I was nothing more than a paycheck. It really hurts to come to that realization, but it's how I feel. And that was true.
Yeah.
Not only is it true, you also brought issues in there. Like what's been prevalent in this whole relationship, and which she was concerned about
at one point,
was your drinking.
It's back, baby.
Yeah.
It's
and
you
on
know,
St. Patrick's Day, it should be.
Exactly.
Well, yeah, it's appropriate now, for once.
Here's the you know, another reason why I feel you've been sold. Your drinking was an issue and a concern of hers.
Yes.
It seems that it's
Although in the recent clips that I posted online, as Agnes, she thought my alcoholism was kind of funny. So,
yeah.
So not always the compassion we would like, Joe.
Right.
But it's always been brought up as a lightning rod. And regardless if she, you know, made light of it or whatever, it's always been a lightning rod that was taken more seriously than it's been taken now in the past several paragraphs.
She goes, you're wrong about that. I go, I wish I was, but it's how you made me feel. I loved you with all of my heart. It is fine that it was not reciprocated. I just wish you would have been honest instead of me thinking that you and I were going to start a new family together.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.